In this bulletin, hope and optimism as the UK's mass vaccination program begins, a state premier condemns COVID-19 border controls as overreactions, and in sport, Australia defeats India in the third T20 international ahead of the much-anticipated test series. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghadir. Officials in the United Kingdom are confident the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine will be approved by an independent regulator in the coming weeks. Optimism follows the successful launch of the Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine program. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson hailed the development but warned there's much more work ahead.
You know, we're not there yet. We haven't defeated this virus yet. And it's important for people to understand that the virus is, alas, still rising in some parts of the country. We can't afford to relax now. My message would be, it's amazing to see the vaccine coming out. It's amazing to see this tremendous, you know, shot in the arm for the entire nation. But we can't afford to relax now.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging state and territory counterparts to only use lockdowns and border closures as a last option in the fight against COVID-19. Ms. Berejiklian says states and territories should have the resources to control outbreaks and there's no need to overreact.
You can't just keep shutting and opening borders willy-nilly. Businesses, families rely on that level of certainty. And I hope that people won't overreact because we are going to get cases. We are going to have outbreaks. But if you have confidence in your system, you know you can get on top of it. You don't need to resort to those extreme measures. And I hope people appreciate that.
Ms. Berejiklian has long been opposed to border closures and promised she would not lock down the state again. Australia's workplace enterprise bargaining system is set for reforms as part of the federal government's industrial relations bill being introduced to Parliament today. The Fair Work Commission will be given limited scope to approve agreements that don't secure a better deal for all workers overall. Industrial Relations Minister Christian Porter says the changes will enable the enterprise bargaining system to help deliver higher wages and productivity growth. The European Commission has declared some in-principle agreements have been reached during Brexit talks with British Minister Michael Gove. The parties agreed on a trade deal for Northern Ireland and settled other issues such as border checks on animal and plant products. Ahead of Britain leaving the EU's economic structures in January, Commission Vice President Maros Sefcovic says momentum is building.
I hope that this would create a positive momentum also for the discussions on the free trade agreement. As you know, we are still very far apart and we are not hiding this from anyone.
Dozens of indigenous groups are pushing for the retail giant Woolworths to cancel plans for a large alcohol store to open in Darwin. First Nations leaders and community organizations have sent a second open letter to the chair of Woolworths over the plans for a Dan Murphy's megastore. The objectors are concerned there has been a lack of consultation and that the shop could contribute to more alcohol-fueled violence in the community. Community leaders in the New Zealand coastal town of Whakatane will today mark the one-year anniversary of the Whakaari White Island volcano to honour the 22 people killed. Joe Harawira, chairman of a leading Maori organisation, says they will join families across the world in prayer.
We will come together to remember them. We will join with their families, some here but most abroad, and we will pray for you and for your loved one. For many, this will be a long journey back to good health. And though the scars on your skin may have begun to heal, it will take longer for our hearts and minds to heal.
And in sport, Australia's cricketers have avoided an Indian clean sweep by winning the third and final T20 international match by 12 runs at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Australian bowler Mitch Swepson claimed Player of the Match honours and India's Hardik Pandya was named Player of the Series. Australia batsman Steve Smith is pleased with the team's performance.
You know, we know against India they're a quality batting lineup, so we're going to have to score big totals. And it was just about just taking the game on. And yeah, nice to score some runs again for the team and get us to a good total. So the boys bowl really well and yeah, nice performance.
Attention now turns to next week's Test Series. Australia's preparations have been disrupted with Will Pukowski suffering concussion symptoms after being struck in the head in a warm-up match. The 22-year-old has a history of concussions, suffering 8 in the past. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 33 degrees. Adelaide, a sunny 27. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 25. Hobart, a shower or two, 22. Canberra, a sunny 25. Wollongong, similar conditions as yesterday, 22 degrees. Sydney, also sunny, 25. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 25. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27 degrees. Cairns, a shower or two, 33 degrees. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 35 degrees.